This is JIS News. Coming up, Finance Minister underscores government's commitment to microfinancing sector. TAJ and Jamaica Customs gearing up for increased queries from taxpayers and CDA first responders to offer trauma counseling. Details after the break.
Bag up your garbage and let us collect it. Jamaica's beauty is...
Let us all do our part to help keep Jamaica clean and beautiful. Cleaner is healthier. If you have or see uncollected garbage, call the NSWMA at 1-888-253-2652 or 448-3220.
Now the news. Finance and Planning Minister Dr. Peter Phillips is reiterating that the microfinancing sector remains an area of critical focus for the government despite existing challenges. He says deliberate strategies have been implemented by the government geared towards addressing the constraints facing the sector. Minister Phillips was addressing the 5th Caribbean Microfinance Forum in Montego Bay Tuesday.
We believe that the benefit of reinforcing the capacities of the sector lie not just in the potential that they offer to strengthening economic growth, but quite frankly, there are social benefits to be derived as well, particularly in a society like Jamaica and elsewhere in the Caribbean, where so much economic activity is concentrated in so few hands, and where the contours of class and color exclude so many of our people from the mainstream of economic life.
The finance minister adds that several initiatives are being implemented through the Development Bank of Jamaica, DBJ, to provide greater access to financial services for the microfinancing sector. With the introduction of a number of tax reform measures on June 1, Tax Administration Jamaica TAJ and Jamaica Customs Agency JCA have taken proactive steps to deal with an expected influx of queries from taxpayers. Collector of Customs Carlene Henry says several access points have been established to facilitate inquiries, including a hotline email, quick response at jacustoms.gov.jm. There is also a toll-free hotline, 1-888-CUSTOMS. That's 1-888-287-8667 and web access at jacustoms.gov.jm.
We have been having consultations and discussions, but like everything else that is new, you're going to have hiccups. It cannot be too ready, right? So therefore, it's going to be ongoing until everybody gets it right.
Ms. Henry was speaking at a recent JIS think tank session. Several new collection mechanisms came into effect on June 1, including a withholding tax on insurance premiums, GCT on imported services, and the unifying of the rates on alcoholic beverages. Also, as of June 1, all government ministries, departments, and agencies have been registered as tax withholding agencies for GCT purposes. Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller is urging Jamaicans to show respect for male household workers, even as the country steps up gender equality advocacy efforts. Speaking at the Grace Kennedy Heather Littlewhite Household Worker of the Year Awards ceremony recently, Mrs. Simpson Miller said the time has come for both men and women to get past traditionally held beliefs about domestic work.
Even though the field is still dominated by women, it is slowly changing where there are some men as chefs. I hope the men who serve are treated with respect by our society. We do not mind men thinking that a woman's place is in the house, as long as that house is the houses of Parliament.
In the meantime, Prime Minister Simpson Miller has lauded the contribution of household workers to nation building, noting that they allow numerous individuals and families to conduct business, knowing that their homes and properties are secure. The Prime Minister also commended Grace Kennedy for recognizing household workers and acknowledged the invaluable work of the late Dr. Heather Littlewhite, after whom the award is named. And the Child Development Agency, CDA, has introduced a team of first responders to provide counseling and welfare support to children, families, and communities affected by trauma. Chief Executive Officer of the CDA, Rosalie Gage Gray, says early intervention after traumatic events can help reduce the number of children entering state care. Mrs. Gage Gray says counselors are already meeting with and providing support to children and their families involved in recent traumatic events in communities in St. James. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.